Check it, check, check. One, two, mic, check. Hey, look, it works. Just keep rolling. Trump and Fuhrer.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the third and most likely possibility, you are wrong and I am right. I am the great one himself. I'm the founder of Central Libertarian Society. I'm on the internet since 1999. Invented blogging before anybody knew what blogging was. Podcasting for 12 years. This is stating the obvious. Podcasting is the weapons platform in which I launch the cruise missile my intellect homes in on and destroys stupid motherfucking statist all around the goddamn world. Doesn't matter how far away you are. You could be fucking up in the air on an airplane. You could be on the moon. You could be in orbit in the International Space Station, debacle that is, it doesn't matter where you are. The cruise missile will find you, and it will blow you the fuck up. You can send us email, God, dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. And that's where you can find us on the interwebs, too, CYNLIBSOC.com. In the control room, the lovely and adorable Randy. Here in the recording studio, me looking at floaties in my hot tea, drinking some, what the fuck is it? Honeybush hot tea, one of my favorites. Today is, what the fuck is today? 4th of, what month, whoa, hold on. There's nothing quite like looking out your window and watching some little college girl in short shorts picking her ass. It's like, do you need me to come scratch that for you, honey? I could, maybe. I don't know. She looks a little large. All right, anyway, that's enough of me looking at college girls out the window. That is not what you came here for. What did you come here for? Oh, yeah, you came here to hear me using bad language and ranting about social justice warriors, women, and everything. Honey, really, I'm serious. Stop scratching your ass outside my window. It's about to reach the point where I'm going to go out there and say something. You kids, scratch your ass, not on my lawn. Dude, I think she's high. All right, anyway, focus. If you're here to listen to silence, you're in the right spot. All right. I mean, focus. Ugh. You ever have one of those days where you eat too much food? That was me today. I went to a restaurant for lunch with some friends, and they have a buffet. And I ate so much fucking food. You ever eat so much food that you think, not just like thinking, like, you know, like women think, they make 77 cents for every dollar a man makes, or thinking that you're oppressed because people are assuming your gender, not that kind, but where you actually are in so much physical pain that you have a very high degree of certainty that you are going to puke because you ate so much food. And as you're riding away in the automobile, you're like going, oh man, I sure am glad there's this big, giant, big gulp cup in the back seat of my friend's pickup, because I might need that cup to puke into, because that's how much food I ate. That's how much food I ate today. I thought I was going to barf. Just walking to the parking lot, I thought I was going to fall over and die a la Jimi Hendrix in a pool of my own vomit. It was terrible. Oh, God, it took me hours to recover. So now, we're here. I'm drinking the hot tea. I'm going to knock out this episode. And probably go home and go to bed. I'm fucking tired and I gotta get up early. I got, what is fuck today? Day of the week. Yes, that's right. Today's Thursday. I got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. If I can just get through those 4 days. Oh my gosh. Right now, the entire month of May, I have one, after Monday is over with, for the entire month of May, as of right now, I have one fucking gig. It'll take about 4 hours, and it's all the rest of it. I will be thinking about you as you're commuting to your cubicle in your automobile. Oh, yes. When I'm waking up, I still wake up early because I pretty much always wake up early. But I'll be waking up at 5:30 in the morning. And I'll go downstairs and I'll look outside. It'll be nice. And I'm going to go, oh, fuck yeah, man. I'm going to go trail running. I'm going to hop on my bicycle. I'm going to bike out to the trail. And I'm going to go trail running. I'm going to go up the side of the mountain. I'm going to be over there by the reservoir and be running along. There's going to be a couple hottie little college girls, hopefully not scratching their buttholes, in their little shorts out there jogging. And I'm going to be looking at their asses and thinking how much I'd like to lick that shit and just fucking slam my face right between her legs and just lick that clit. And I'm going to do some more running. There's going to be like some animals and fresh air and be listening to a fucking podcast, or might be listening to an audiobook, or I could be listening to some motherfucking Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell 2. And then I'm going to get back, I'm going to ride back home, and I'm going to come home, I'm going to brew up some fucking coffee from Black Rifle Coffee Company, some murdered out, oh my, this shit is delicious. Oh my God, I may never be able to drink another form of coffee in my life. Black Rifle Coffee Company Murdered Out is the blend. It is fucking delicious. So I'm going to come back. I'm going to brew up my little fucking coffee. Take my little fucking mug. I'm going to go out into the backyard. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be warm. This is right about the time you're going to be getting to your job. You're going to be going to your fucking cubicle. You're going to be getting some coffee from the fucking communal coffee pot that somebody else probably coughed on. Then somebody sneezed on it. And you probably made some fucking Folgers coffee because you guys got the quality shit there, right? You're going to pour your little cup of motherfucking Folgers coffee. And you're going to go over there and you're going to be sitting down at your fucking computer screen and the shit's going to come up and you're going to have a bunch of fucking emails about shit that makes no fucking difference to the world, and you're going to see a thing in there about how you got to go to some fucking HR training to get some fucking diversity and tolerance training because you're transphobic because the other day you looked at a person and you assumed their gender identity without asking them first how they wanted to be identified. Meanwhile, I'm going to be sitting in my backyard with my Black Rifle Coffee Company in my hand. I'm gonna be motherfucking maybe even smoking a cigar, and I'm gonna be sitting there possibly reading a book, maybe listening to an audiobook, maybe just nothing, maybe just laying there in the fucking lawn chair with my feet up looking at the fucking clouds and just thinking, God damn it, I gotta do this for almost an entire fucking month. how can I fucking survive? Oh, it's gonna be rough. I'm really gonna be envying you motherfuckers in your cubicles. Yes, especially after that commute in your automobile. Especially here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, where the fucking road construction is at a motherfucking all-time high. I have lived here for, I don't even know, 10 years, 12 years, 14, I don't fucking know. I don't care. I'd have to fucking do work to figure out when I first moved here. I don't care. I have never fucking seen this much fucking road construction. I'm telling you, on the route to one of the places where I work, there's this strip of road. I might have mentioned this before. And if I did, it's still happening. There's like this one and a half mile strip of road that they have been rebuilding. They've been fucking rebuilding this 1.5 miles worth of fucking road. Close to a year, they've been fucking with this. It's a fucking flat place on the ground. It's a place where the ground is flat and you put some fucking asphalt on it. And they have been fucking with this for close to a fucking year. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, buildings, entire fucking apartment complexes. Over on CSU campus, they're building a new stadium over on campus, which was a big fucking kerfuffle because people in Fort Collins didn't want the fucking stadium, but CSU can essentially do whatever the fuck they want on CSU property. And there was a whole lot of resistance to the stadium, but the stadium happened anyway, as I told everybody it would. People didn't believe me. It was kind of like when Adam Piggott said Donald Trump was going to be the next president of the United States. Nobody believed him, including me. And turns out he was right. I said the stadium was going to happen, and people, oh no, we're opposed to the stadium, and we're going to the city. I'm like, guys, you can do whatever the fuck you want. I'm telling you the stadium will happen. The stadium is happening. So they're building a football stadium. They're building all sorts of other buildings on campuses. On campus, like they're building a health center and they built a new biology building. They have built, and these are contractors working for a college, okay? These are the lowest bidders. The lowest bidding contracting companies have managed to build entire 6-story buildings faster than the motherfuckers who are building this road. Not even building the road. Road was already there. They're just making it wider. They have built. The lowest bidders have built 6 fucking story buildings faster than these other motherfuckers can make a fucking road. I have never seen this level of incompetence in road construction in my life. It is fucking driving me insane. So anyhow, you're going to be in your car driving to work. You're going to be having to dodge all this fucking road construction because it's everywhere. Yeah, and I'm going to be just fresh air, sunshine, birds, hot chicks and shorts, coffee, cigar, audiobook, podcast. Yeah, life is good, man. life is good. So I just wanted to make sure I rubbed that in. So that was, 10 minutes of me exalting myself. And this is why I do what I do. And if any of you ever hear this, you go, God damn, you worked 100 hours a week? You worked 24 hours without stop? Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why I do what I do. Because in this business, you can get 3, 4, occasionally 5 weeks with virtually no work, no responsibility, just kick back and do whatever. Now, I guess I could have been a teacher, gotten 3 months off, and I wouldn't have had to do a fucking thing. Never have to work more than 8 hours a day, and even when you're working, you wouldn't have to work. I care about children. And you just stand up there and just talk, okay, let's talk about boys and girls. Let's talk about how Donald Trump is racist and sexist and homophobic. Okay, now everybody say it with me. Okay, racist, sexist, homophobe. Racist, sexist, homophobe. Oh, very good. Oh, that's good, boys and girls. I guess I could have done that for 9 months and then had 3 months off. But unfortunately, I had an IQ that was in double digits, and thus I was overqualified to be a teacher. This tea is really good. Okay. Do I have anything else I need to talk about before I start down the path? The path, he says. All right, I don't think so. So the last couple of podcasts, I mentioned the movie Passengers. I'm going to talk about that again because I'm finally going to get around to the take on it I wanted to talk about. Also, just today, I got in my email subscriptions from the YouTubes, where all the cyber begging is taking place, I got the notification that CinemaSins had released the video Everything Wrong with Passengers. If you don't know what CinemaSins is, you should, while continuing to listen to this podcast, you should go to the internet, you should go to YouTube, and you should search for CinemaSins. CinemaSins is a channel where the guy, he takes movies, and he goes through and he finds all of the sins in the movie. And by sins, we can mean just things that, like, continuity, had to get that word out, continuity errors, you know, things that are not realistic, like with Passengers, there's a whole lot of science flubs that we've talked about, I linked. He caught some of them, but he didn't caught it. But everybody's like me, everybody gets the same one. Like, how are you on a ship? You're on a fucking spaceship, right? It's going 120, no, it took 120 years to get there. But it's going less than the speed of light. So you're a long fucking way from Earth, right? You're on this ship. How in the fuck is... Do you have 5,000 passengers, 300 crew members? How in the fuck do you only have one auto dock on the entire fucking ship? Right? Just everyone's like, why? No. This is obviously plot contrived. Somebody... Oh, there'll be spoilers here. So here's the thing. Somebody in the comments on the CinemaSins video. Anyhow, so YouTube, go search for CinemaSins. They are hilarious. They are funny. And they're true. And he's no movie is without sins. He took on Alien, which even he admits is one of the greatest movies ever, but it still has sins. All movies have sins. The continuity errors, the scientific errors, the funny things, like whenever there's some hot chick, you know, scantily clad or whatever, he'll come on and say, this scene does not include a lap dance. Ding! And he's got the little sin ding, or ding! And he adds a sin. It's some funny fucking shit. If you like movies, if you don't watch movies, you may not get it. And the other thing about CinemaSins is many times I will go there and I'll watch the CinemaSins of a movie I haven't seen. And it's like, okay, I've pretty much seen the movie now. Because he's pointing out like all the giant plot holes and all this stuff. And so as you can watch a CinemaSins and it's like, I just saw that movie. I don't need to watch it. Also, if you're a science fiction fan, if you're a sci-fi fan, watch the CinemaSins for Alien, of course. And he CinemaSins the Star Trek movies. But here, if you're a sci-fi fan, right? Even if you're not a sci-fi fan, this is the thing. You don't really have to be a fan of these movies to any of the movies he sends in order to enjoy the video. He does the Star Wars movies, at least the first six. I don't know if he's done the most two recent ones, Rogue One, and then what's the other one? Fucking Episode 76 or some, whatever the fuck it is. But he does the original trilogy and then the episodes 1, 2, and 3, and he sends all of those. And to me, the first Star Wars, which is called Episode 4 now, that's still, in my world, that is the first Star Wars. So I just have to shift my thinking. So he does the sins for the first three Star Wars movies. And they're pretty good. Then he does the sins for the prequels, episodes 1, 2, and 3. Each of them, they're immensely long. They're like 30 minutes long each. Like a normal CinemaSins where he makes fun of your average movie is typically 15 minutes-ish. Like, I think, hold on, I've still got it up right here somewhere. Or do I? Where? Yeah, the Passengers video is 16 minutes long. So I'd say an average for CinemaSins is about 15 minutes. Because it's part of the title. It's everything wrong with Passengers in 16 minutes or less, right? It'll be everything wrong with Star Wars in 12 minutes or less. All three of the episode 1, 2, and 3 were around like 30 minutes or something. And he broke all of them up into two parts. They were so fucking long. And he just goes through and just rips these fucking movies to shreds. So if you're a Star Wars fan, if you liked the prequels, then you may enjoy him ripping them. If you hated the prequels like I did, you will probably enjoy him ripping them. All right, so anyway, cinema, that's my fucking 10-minute commercial for CinemaSins. I didn't get paid for that. You don't need to fucking donate to my Patreon account. You can, however, go to cls.link, cls.link. And you can click on the Amazon banner and you can go spend some money at Amazon. Or you can give me some fucking Bitcoin. The Bitcoin address is on the website. The Bitcoin address had been on there for a long time, and then I did some revamping on the site and it got lost and disappeared. And I didn't even notice it until, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. Not that I'm getting flooded with Bitcoin, but you can give me some Bitcoin if you want, if you feel like fucking contributing. As I've said in the past, if you give me enough Bitcoin, maybe I'll shut up and stop doing this. There's a little incentive. Except the people who would want me to shut up and stop doing this are people who don't have jobs. So you wouldn't have any fucking Bitcoins to give me, would you? All right, well, she's finally not scratching her butt anymore. Her butt must have itched a lot. That was a lot of butt scratching for one little college girl. Passengers. That's what I was talking about. Okay. So in Passengers, spoilers. Spoilers are coming. Again, if you don't want spoilers, you should leave now. Because in theory, I'm going to talk about Passengers for the entire rest of the podcast. And not just strictly about the movie, but I'm going to riff off in some directions which will infuriate feminists as I point out some things about women. In Passengers at the end, so again, in case you missed previous episodes of this, you haven't heard me talk about the movie, they are in hibernation to travel to this other planet. And once they come out of hibernation, there's no equipment on the spaceship to put them back in hibernation. They're in the hibernation pods, right? It's like the cryosleep or whatever, like an Alien, right? The seven astronauts, they're in their little cryogenic freezers, you know, and psh, freezers pop open, they get out, you get back in, the freezer closes, you refreeze. Well, in this movie, I'm trying to use the right word that the movie uses. And the movie is well, all right. The movie is sort of a romantic comedy. The movie is sort of a science fiction movie, and it's kind of sort of a horror movie, depending on how you look at it. And that's where I'm eventually going with this. So I'm trying to use the word that was used in the context of this being a science fiction movie. Why is this escaping my fucking hibernation? Thank you. God damn it. It's like my brain is freezing. The hibernation pods. You can't get back in the hibernation pod, go back into hibernation, because apparently somebody thought it would be a great idea not to have the equipment you need to put people in hibernation on the ship where the hibernating is actually taking place. Now, this sounds like a really stupid idea to me, and it sounds like a fairly stupid idea to almost everybody else who's watched the movie. Even if you were going to put people en masse in a, you know, and so another thing, someone, was it in the CinemaSins video? Or I think it was in the video. I think he pointed out, okay, why is it? So there's always the possibility the ship is traveling through space for 120 fucking years to get to this other planet where the passengers are going to get off and colonize the planet, right? It doesn't matter how good your technology is. 120 fucking years in space, something could go wrong. Okay, the idea that the computer on this ship, which is monitoring everything to make sure something doesn't go wrong, can't, if something goes wrong, doesn't have the ability to wake up some crew members to fix it. And then the crew members don't have a way to put themselves back into hibernation. Right? I mean, just think about this. You're going to get on a spaceship. You, personally, you've bought a ticket. Because this shit ain't free. You bought a ticket on this spaceship to go to this planet to colonize it. That's what happens in the plot. They bought tickets. It was referenced. You're paying for this. And you're like, so what happens if the ship breaks down? They're like, the ship will never break down. Because we've heard that shit, right? You're like, no, really. What happens if the ship breaks down? Is there a way? Are there like any robots on board that can repair the ship? Oh, well, no, of course not. The computer, nothing will break down. Nothing ever breaks down. Like, there's little Roombas that run around and vacuum the floor, and there's this robotic bartender. But there's no robots, and there's robotic waiters in the restaurants. Okay, but there's no robots on the ship that can fix anything. Okay, well, if something breaks down, will the computer wake up some of the crew members so they can fix it? Well, no, the computer can't wake up the crew members because if you wake anybody up, there's no way to go back into hibernation. It's like, so wait, if something, I bought a ticket, I paid money for passage on this ship to another planet, which will be in space for 120 years. There's no robots who can fix anything if it breaks down. There's no way to wake up the crew to fix something if it breaks down. And even if the crew did wake up, there's no way for them to go back in, or anybody else, passenger, crew, whatever, to go back into hibernation if somebody comes out of hibernation along the way. And then they'd say the line that's in the movie, which is, well, no hibernation pod has ever failed. It's like, but how do you know that? Because if this ship is taking 120 years to get where it's going, there's other ships taking 120 years. How many years of actual reference time do you have to say no hibernation pod has ever failed? Okay, this is like, I've bitched about this before. I remember, because I'm old, because I have fucking pubic hairs and shit. And I'm drooling and I'm fucking spilling tea all over myself. Because I'm trying to drink and talk at the same time. I'm old, and so I can remember before CDs existed. And at this point, some of you out there are so young, you're going, what the fuck is a CD? Right? That's a CD like you put in a computer. So I remember when computer CDs first appeared. And what's really funny is that when we were starting this podcast, I kind of wasn't feeling it, and I didn't think I was going to have anything to talk about. And this just goes to show, all you have to do is stick a fucking microphone in front of me and I can go. So I remember, it's kind of like Hussein Obama, just put a dick in front of him and he can go down on it. Oh, did I say that? That was homophobic. However, I read on ageofshitlords.com, apparently one of these idiotic comedians, I don't know who these people are, was it Jimmy Kimmel? It was somebody. It's somebody, I've heard this man's name before. I don't know who he is. I don't care. I'm not gay, so I'm not into this kind of stuff. Somebody was on TV, which I also don't really, I don't watch network TV because I'm not gay. And I'm not into that stuff. The guy was on some network TV, something, and he was making fun of Donald Trump. And he said something about Donald Trump's mouth is a holster for Vladimir Putin's dick. And now apparently he's being attacked on social media where, you know, all the retards and the losers hang out. Somebody said it. I think it was either, no, it was over on, I'm pretty sure it was on America.org. That's America with a K. I'm pretty sure it was on America.org where one of the writers there mentioned that social media is the equivalent of shopping malls in the 1980s. It's where the losers and the unemployed people hang out. So this Jimmy Kimmel or whoever it was, I don't know, whoever this faggot is, said that Donald Trump's mouth is a holster for Vladimir Putin's cock, and now he is being attacked by losers and unemployed people on social media for being homophobic. Normally, if you give a group of people a common enemy, they will unite. I've talked about this before. This is, if you have a group of people that have nothing in common and there's infighting and all this other stuff, if you want to unite that group of people, you give them a common enemy. Give them a common enemy. Not common filth. That's different. He's a podcaster. He has a podcast. You can find him on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search for Common Filth and he will come up. He is a right-wing podcaster. He is a Jesus freak podcaster. He is wrong about many things, but I listen to him every now and then. He is a good podcaster. He is a good speaker. He is articulate. He is entertaining. He talks about interesting stuff. He's wrong, but he's a very good podcaster. And if you are a Jesus biblical type of person, right-wing, you should go listen to him. He might be right up your alley. Common filth, that's different from common enemies. You give a group of people a common enemy, and normally they will band together. You got the left-wing status right now. They hate Donald Trump more than they've hated anybody else in their entire fucking pathetic little unemployed loser lives. And even with Donald Trump, you know, about to put them in concentration camps and exterminate them, at least that's what they think, they still have time to attack each other. Holy shit, what a bunch of fucking unemployed losers. I bet most of these people have Patreon accounts. So buying a ticket on this spaceship has no way to fix itself. Because they're telling you, well, no hibernation pod has ever failed. Okay, look, when CDs first came out, I remember this. People were saying, oh, CDs, they're a great, this was before DVDs existed, right? This is only CDs. CDs are a great storage medium because CDs, what in the fuck? So the one college girl has the college girl who is scratching her butt in a shopping cart and is pushing her around on the lawn. Okay, now she's having spasms. All right, well, this is getting more interesting by the minute. Maybe they came out of their hibernation pods too early or something. I remember when the computer geeks came unto us and they said, the CD, it's a great storage medium. CDs will last for 100 years or more. And I thought to myself, there is no fucking possible way you can know that because there are no 100-year-old CDs. This is pure bullshit. This is speculation. This is conjecture. This is theory. Okay? There is no 100-year-old CD. When you say that, you are blowing smoke out your ass. And it's sort of the same thing in the context of this sci-fi movie. Again, pretending that everything, it's like, no. Like, what do you mean no fucking pod has ever failed? How do you fucking know that? There could be, and again, so the ship leaves. The ship is traveling. It gets up to half the speed of light, okay? So, like, in the movie, this ship has been, how far out were they? I think they said 30 years out. And so he tries to send a message back to Earth, and they're telling him, oh, it's going to take like 15 years for the message to get to Earth or whatever. Okay, so these ships have gone out. A couple other ships have gone out. Every fucking pod on those ships might have failed. We just don't know it yet. Because if they send a message back to Earth saying, hey, man, all our pods failed, the message hasn't got here yet. I mean, it's just, it's like, you want me to pay money for this shit? I'd be like, hell no. All right, so anyhow, we get to the end of the movie, right? There's no way to get back in the hibernation pods. Oh my God, there's a third college girl that may or may not be on drugs. school will be over. Oh God, and summer's coming. The college kids will graduate, and a large number of them will leave town. Oh, it's so wonderful when the college kids leave. It's a whole different world when the college kids go away. So you get to the end of the movie. There's no way back into the hibernation pods. But they're looking at the auto dock, and now that they've got the identity bracelet from the crew member who came out of his hibernation pod because it also malfunctioned, they can access the advanced functions of the auto dock, and they find out the auto dock has the ability to put a person into hibernation. But you have to be inside the auto dock. You can't like go into hibernation and then you would open the auto dock, you know, and throw the person into the hibernation, but they have to stay in the auto dock, which again, if you own 5,000 passengers, 300 crew members, only one auto dock. We know why there's only one, because it was there for plot purposes, because the people who wrote the movie were not as intelligent as the person who left the comment on YouTube on the CinemaSins video that I'm getting around to telling you about. It's just taking me, where are we, Randy, we're at 36 minutes. It's taking me 36 minutes to get there so far. I'm going to get there any fucking moment now. By that, I mean sometime within the next 20 minutes. So the auto dock can put somebody into hibernation, but they have to be inside the auto dock. There's only one auto dock, but there's two people. So then it's like, oh, which one of us gets to go into hibernation? And thus gives way to the end of the movie, because his name is Jim, her name is Aurora. Jim says to Aurora, you know, so I destroyed your life by waking you up, yada, 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 which he did. You get in the auto dock and I'll put you under, and that way you can wake up and you yada, yada, yada. And she has Stockholm syndrome, and she says, no, I want to stay out here with you because I love you, even though you woke me up out of my hibernation and essentially destroyed my life. Except for now, maybe it's not destroyed because now there's a way for me to get back into hibernation. But oh, now that I can get back into hibernation and get my life back, I'm going to stay here with you because that's what it says in the script. And this movie isn't sure if it's a romantic comedy or a science fiction movie or a horror movie, which we're also getting to. So thus, of course, my first thought was, well, if the ship had multiple auto docks, you couldn't have this ending because both of them could get into an auto dock and they could go into hibernation. And some people pointed out this in the comments over on CinemaSins, and then one person, a very smart person who should have written the script, or at least edited the fucking script, said, well, wouldn't it have made more sense? You could have had multiple auto docks, but only one of them could have gone into hibernation because somebody had to stay outside of the auto dock and push the buttons, which the auto docks are kind of voice responsive, but like when Aurora tries to, well, she doesn't try, she does. Jim dies, of course, because oh my God, he's dead. She puts him in the auto dock and the auto dock resuscitates him, which he's dead. It's really hard to resuscitate dead people, generally speaking. But anyhow, when she's doing the resuscitation, she has to push buttons. It's actually a touch screen, technically speaking. She has to touch the touch screen to select the processes and like to go through the menus to get. So you could say, hey, there's multiple auto docks, but both of them can't go into hibernation because somebody has to be on the outside to push the buttons. Because, of course, there are very conveniently no robots on the spaceship who can fucking fix anything or, for example, push a fucking button on the auto dock. So that would have been at least more believable than saying this fucking spaceship that's going to spend 120 years one way, 120 years back to Earth with 5,000 fucking people on it the one way and 300 crew both ways has only one fucking auto dock. If you're going to write a goddamn science fiction movie, learn to fucking think. All right, where are we at on time? 40, okay, now I got to start getting serious because we're getting near the end of the podcast. Well, I have to get to my point. I have to get to where I'm going. horror story. This was very sort. This was obviously a romance. This, possibly, written well, could have been a really good horror movie. Because again, right. So look. First of all, think of what if they would. They made the movie from Jim's perspective. So Jim wakes up, you know, accidentally. He's alone for over a year. He falls in love with Aurora because he's cyber stalking her. That gets dinged in CinemaSins also because he's watching all these videos of her and shit, which I'm not really sure how he got that, but whatever. You know, so he's like cyber stalking her and falls in love with her, and he's sitting next to her hibernation pod and talking to her and all this other stuff. Oh, you sure are funny. I'm just like, oh my God, you're so beta male. Anyway, and then he tampers with her pod and he wakes her up and he doesn't tell her. So it's shown from his perspective, and I can see, you know, because they get this thing, you know, here he is, and it happened accidentally, and you're sympathizing with Jim, and he's alone, and you're sympathizing with him, and he's seeing Aurora via her Facebook post or whatever the fuck that is. You know, it's the future feminist book, I don't know, with fucking moving pictures and shit. But he falls in love with her via her writing, because she's a writer. She writes books. She majored in English. I don't really remember she majored in English, but she's a writer. Oh, and her daddy was wealthy. So she's a little rich girl who writes books. All right? So, we'll get to that in a minute. It's all shown from Jim's perspective. He's the main character. You go through it with him, so you sympathize with him. And thus, when he wakes her up, you're kind of sympathizing with, like, man, that's kind of a nasty thing to do, but you're still sympathizing with him because the movie has manipulated your emotions in that direction. And then, of course, she eventually finds out, and she hates him, and that's when he's on the loudspeaker system. Oh, Aurora, I just want you to know that I, blah, blah, blah. And she just starts screaming back, and he's like, I don't care what you want, which, you know, I'm like, well, you know. And then she comes at one point, she, like, finds him in his bed, and she, like, beats the shit out of him. And I'm sitting there thinking, dude, you kind of deserve that. You kind of did ruin her fucking life. Because she's going to die on this spaceship. That she's going to fucking die on this spaceship. Thanks to you. You are kind of a dickhead. But then, of course, there's the Great Crisis. Once again, it's the common enemy, right? The ship is going to blow up if they don't fix it. Not only will they die, but of course, 300 crew, 5,000 passengers will also die. So the two of them have to unite to fix the ship. And once it's done, and then he dies, and she revives him. She's like, oh, I can't live without you. And, you know, it's that thing where, oh, yes, I could go in the hibernation chamber, but when I came out, you would be gone, and I can't live without you, so I'll stay on the ship with you, and we'll live together on this ship, and we'll live out our lives, and then we'll die. We don't really know, because somebody else pointed out, look, one of them is going to die first. So when the one dies, the other one could get into the auto dock and go into hibernation. Oh, except there's nobody to push the fucking buttons on the auto dock, so I guess you can't. Oh, you're screwed. So there it is. All right. Had this movie been written from her perspective, this could have been a pretty interesting horror movie. Right? So the movie starts with her waking up, and there he is. You know, he's like, oh yeah, your pod failed, you know? And then things happen, and eventually the crew member wakes up when everything's failing, and then the systems are failing. And he could have had this completely different take where instead of it being this romantic comedy, Jim, and it depends how far you want to write it. I mean, he could have been taken as far as, you know, he was a little bit insane. I mean, it's almost like, because when I was watching, and this is funny, on CinemaSins, he referenced the same thing. Because when I'm watching the movie, I thought about this also. I'm like, this is, in a lot of ways, much like The Shining by Stephen King. You got the man, and you got the woman. And in The Shining, Jack Nicholson is hallucinating the bartender, right? But in passengers, the bartender is real, but he's a robot and there's no kid. But it's sort of the same thing. It's a Shining, you've got the man and the woman and they're in isolation and the man starts losing his mind and tries to kill Jack Nicholson, tries to kill Shelley Duvall? Is that who it was? I can't remember now. But you know what I mean. So with this movie, if instead of making him this charming buff, you know, yeah. Oh, and there's this one line in the movie where they're like, oh, just imagine in real life, you and I never would have met, you know, and you're thinking, no, this guy's really, actually CinemaSins hit this one also. The actor who plays Jim is a fucking hunky goddamn stud. All right. Yes, in real life, Jennifer Lawrence would definitely try to fuck you, or rather Aurora would try to fuck you. This is not the, anyway. The point is, instead of being this charming romantic comedy lead, they could have made him a little psychotic, a little insane, not necessarily evil. That would be me. We'll get to me in a minute. We've got a long time without talking about me. Let's talk about me. So the Jim character could have been just stir crazy. He could have been losing his, he could have been a good person who, because of the isolation, much like the character in the Shining, starts going insane because of the isolation, right? And he starts obsessing. He doesn't fall in love with Aurora. He starts obsessing over Aurora. And he finally figures out how to tamper with her tube and get it to open. And then he's like insane and he wants her, but he doesn't want it. So he's right. And so he's got these conflicts, like he's got to hide what happened from her, but he's happy. You know, and you could have taken the movie. It could have been spun in this whole new direction where he wasn't evil. He just was insane. Or if you wanted him to be evil, he could have been evil. One would hope that not just anybody could buy a ticket to a colony world. There'd be some kind of psychiatric evaluation. But then again, maybe that would violate some kind of human rights, because maybe in the future, giving people psychiatric evaluations would be like assuming their gender. Right? Maybe you're not allowed to do that. Now, this brings us to what would happen if the Great One himself were accidentally awoken prematurely from his hibernation pod while traveling through space to another planet and still had 90 years to go before he got there and there was no way to go back into hibernation. I thought about this long and hard. Oh, long and hard. That's what she said. 5,000 passengers. Hopefully, at least 2,000 of them are women. You would think if these people are being sent to colonize, the people planning this would want to try to split it 50-50. Yes, I know you've got trannies and homosexuals and all that other stuff. Sorry, kids, in the future, they're not going to exist, hopefully, because Donald Trump will put all of you into concentration camps and kill you. So there were no trannies, there were no gender fluids, there were no homosexuals in this movie, because they were all killed off by Donald Trump back in the days of the Trump and Fuhrer. 5,000 people. Hopefully, half of those are women. Of those 2,500 women, my God, hopefully at least 500 of them are physically attractive enough to have sex with. You thaw one out. Not you, excuse me. The Great One himself, the founder of the cynical. You wonder, Great One, just how evil are you? Here's how evil I am. You thaw one out. Okay, she comes out, she's awake. She's like, so why? So, you know, it's just you and me. Yeah, okay, well, I guess we should fuck. So you bang her. You bang her for like a month. You start getting tired of the nagging. You're not getting anything done. You push her in an airlock. You blow her out into space. You take like a month off, right? You get some shit done. You work on your book. You work out. You know, I do some podcasting. Do some reading. What if I, so about a month goes by, it's like, yeah, it's getting a little horny. So you go down there to the fucking chamber. You walk around to the hibernation pods. You pick one out. You thaw her out. You pop her on. And hey, baby, what's up? Your pod accidentally malfunctioned like mine. There's not a lot to do around here. I guess we could just, make a little love. And then you bang, bang, bang her. And you bang her for, you know, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. You just start getting tired of her, right? She's like, I'm not in the mood tonight. You haven't bought me anything nice lately, right? She's starting to whine. She's starting to bitch. All right, so you just shove her in the airlock and you blow her around into space. You take about a month off, you do some stuff, you work on your book, right? You do some art, you take up painting, you drink a little booze, you talk to the bartender, yeah, you do your podcasting, right? Then you go down to the chamber, you're walking around, you see one, yeah, this one's not kind of cute, I guess I could bang her for a couple of weeks. You wake her up and she comes out and you're talking to her and you're like, so yeah, and so why were you immigrating to the other planet? And she says something like, I'm a teacher and I care about the children and I really wanted to emigrate to this new planet because I want to establish a public school system and, you know, help teach the children about global warming and how Donald Trump killed all the homosexuals and the transsexuals and the gender fluids and the immigrants and the Muslims. And I just want to, you know, because I care about children so much because I majored in English and ethnic studies. And you don't even bang her. You just take her straight to the airlock and you shove her in and you blow her out into space. And some of you say to yourselves, great one, would you really do that? And I am here to say that, yeah, I just might do it. I just might really do that. Because once again, we have established that women lie all the fucking time. Once again, I had this chick. She's like, yes, yes. She says, yes, we will get together. It's like, no. It's like, no. When you said yes, you meant no. Why didn't you just say no? Because you lie. Because you constantly fucking lie. Everything a woman says is a fucking lie. And that's why I don't respect any of you enough to keep you around for banging more than maybe 5 weeks tops before I throw you in an airlock and blow you out into space. Because I know everything you're going to tell me, except for the part where you have a liberal arts degree, is a lie. The part about caring about the children, oh, that's a fucking lie.